Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. And looking at myself. And let me see, man. I don't like that. Let's see here. I'll do the auto. Yeah, it's a slow fade. There you go. Oh, is it fast? That's how you do that, man. Yeah. Well, I think what I'll do is I'll do medium. Hey. All right. I like that. Now. And duration. Oh, yeah. Shorten them up to 10 seconds. All right. Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our pre-show here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And very happy to be with you. I'm Phil. You guys know me. If you're BSPs, you know me by now. You're BSPs if you're watching this. I finally figured out what I've been watching here on TV number one here to my high left. This has been a 24-hour day, 7 day a week. Let me, I didn't even turn these back cameras, man, but 7 day a week, 24-hour a day. Let me see if I can show this to you. 7 day a week, 24-hour a day, Kobe memorial. It's just been nonstop. And let me see if I can get this. Yeah, all right. See, there's Vanessa Bryant. And the last, I'd say week, and this is now the memorial, but for the last week, they've been nothing but Kobe games, big games that he had 50 points against the Raptors I think it was 2006. Then, of course, the big game in 2016 when he had 60 in his last game of his career, and nonstop Kobe game. And I've been looking at this thing every night, and so I go, this has been nonstop Kobe. And this is on Spectrum Sportsnet. This was today or the day before. They just showed Michael Jordan. He was making fun of himself because there's a Michael Jordan crying meme. There's Magic Johnson. Oh, my God, this is sad. Every time they show a picture of him with his little girl, it's like a complete, absolute just drag. You know, it's just a... Anyway, that's what I've been looking at here. And I knew I was looking at Kobe Bryant. I thought, well, this has got to be ESPN or something. Or no, this is Spectrum. Spectrum is our internet service provider, not our TV. Our TV is DirecTV, but this is obviously a channel of theirs, so hey. So what do you want from me, huh? You know what I'm saying? Hey. All right. So welcome here, as I said. You're all groovy people. Now, as you know, yesterday was an encore show. Today is an encore show because there's been business outside of, and I've had to juggle shit and this and that, and I'm going to go fucking nuts, okay? So today I'm at the podcast. I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing Phil Proctor's podcast. I'm very proud to be doing that. And then we are back with new shows tomorrow. And if I hear this goddamn fader here, Adam, if you're watching, which I know you're not, if I were you, I wouldn't be watching either. We are losing this fader one. Now, I can dig that I probably have to move everything over to 3, but it's not good. And if I could find that goddamn dust off, man, we might have a fighting chance. There's probably some shit in the car. I don't know. Not the dust off's going to cure the problem, but I would love to know. These are not modules you can just lift out. You got to lift the whole unit out. Okay. Oh my God. So, what are we doing, man? What is that? What the fuck is that? 6. What is 6? Oh, that's 2. That's the mini Mac. Okay, I can dig that. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Back in the Lauren days. All right, man. Well, that's really something, man. Who's that, man? Who's that? Is that John? No. I don't know who that is. Who are these guys? There's the little picture. What do you want, Thunder? Don't be pissing me off, dude. Do you want to go outside? Is that it? Thunder, do you want to go outside? God damn it. Fucking backyard's a fucking jungle. And I just let Thunder out. Oh, man. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Actually, I'm going to put this here. All right, so what we're going to do here is because this is an encore show, we'll be going back 1 year. We did 2017 yesterday. We'll go back to 2019 today. And, shit. Ow! I just sat down on my, I just twisted the wrong way and my hurt really bad. Ouch, my nuts. Sorry. My balls. Hey, oh, shit. I gotta do this again, man. Do I gotta do this hen house shit again, man?
I got to do this hen house shit again, dude.
Bitchin'. Where's the podcast one promo? See, I don't know where Thunder, I don't want her to get lost out in that fucking jungle I got in the backyard where wild, you know, alley neighborhood cats probably live. Probably get her fucking ass kicked by some fucking possum or some shit. Thunder. All right, man. Did I? Yes, I did. One of the things about taking your phone everywhere is if you're doing all your production from your phone. All right, Groovy, I got the loan out docs back to those guys. I rescheduled Dr. Emery, and I'm good, man. And I went and did an audition today, and everything's fucking cool. Everything's up to date. Here's my guy, Matthew. What am I looking for? Podcast one, I Survive. And they figured out what they were doing wrong with the formatting of these attachments. And so those are being printed very nicely here behind me on my printer. And we're good to go, man. So anyway, from the creators of Cold Case Files and PD Stories comes the next day. I watched a John List documentary. I got into this John List thing. You guys know this story? This happened when I was 19, going on 20. I was still here in California, but I was within 6 months, I'd be moving to Florida with my buddies. I'd get in the car and we'd go off. But what happened in November of 71, so I was still fucking around. I think the year before I was at PCC. By 71, I was working. I had my girlfriend, Margaret, who I see her on Facebook every now and again. She went on and she married some doctor, and now she lives this international lifestyle. Every time she's posting a picture, it's from Switzerland or some shit. But way back in the day when Margaret was just hanging out with me, it was just a real nothing world for her. But in November of 71, came the news of this guy in New Jersey. Well, what happened in November 71 is five members of a family are found dead. Five members of a family are all found dead in this mansion in Westfield, New Jersey. The father's missing. His name is John Emil List. He's an accountant. They're living in a gorgeous home, but it comes out that he was having money problems. And now the wife, three children, and the mother, his mother, who lived in a third floor apartment, they've all been shot in the head. They're dead, laid out on sleeping bags in the ballroom of this big fucking house. And the mother is upstairs in her kitchen. As he said later in a note to his pastor, his Lutheran pastor, mother was too heavy to move. Now, interestingly, as a side note, this mansion that the List family lived in, where they could no longer afford the expenses, where it was getting so bad that he decided he'd kill his family to save them from the sinful life of welfare, a lot of really weird, fucked up shit you'll have to read about. They had stained glass in a ceiling, I don't know, some sort of a ceiling display or fixture. I think it might have been a dome. This stained glass was worth over $100,000. He could have sold that stained glass from that window and probably solved all of his money problems with the house. I mean, the house itself was probably worth, in 1971 dollars, a mansion? Yeah, pretty close to 100 grand. That got stained glass is worth maybe as much, almost as much as the house. It was a three-story mansion, Victorian-style mansion. So anyway, on a hill, you know. But this clown, you know, psychopaths being what they are. Anyway, I saw this documentary today. It brought me back because I read a book about it called Righteous Carnage. And over the years, I'd looked at this thing. This guy went on the lam, and he was gone for 18 years. They couldn't find his ass. Every year they do hey, John List is still missing if you see this guy. Finally, it was America's Most Wanted in 1988. They did the plaster bust. You remember they aged him in this sort of, plaster cast bust. Hold on. They finally got this guy. They caught him in Richmond, Virginia. He was living as an accountant under the name Bob Clark. And by 1988, they found him as a result of America's Most Wanted, showing this aged-looking plaster bust of him. And he was recognized by a former neighbor in Denver. And when the FBI busted him, he denied he was John List, even when they marked him with a fingerprint. They had the fingerprints of John List. They had his prints dead to rights. He still denied it, which, you know, can't blame him. All right, man. It's an interesting story, man. You should, if you get a chance, take a look at it. Because I don't know.
I just kind of dig stuff like that.
I don't think anybody can get lost for very long nowadays, can they? You know, you notice that a lot of these serial murderers are caught nowadays. They're not missing for years on end. I mean, the old, we still have cases that haven't been solved because the evidence is, the DNA evidence doesn't exist or it's not as, but today with all this DNA, people don't get away with that. They may commit murders, but they don't get away with it for as long. It doesn't seem that way to me, but maybe I'm wrong. What are we looking at here? Buttigieg, Sanders, and Steyer. All right, man. No on 24. What is this? Oh, learn. What? I don't know what that is. I might be reading it wrong. What's today? The 25th. Monday the 25th. Tonight, Jay Santos will be in Florida with Gator Brigade Alt Police Auxiliary and their leader, Major Sergeant Wade Beef Osborne. When Robert Kraft surrenders. Huh? What the fuck is this? Is this an encore? Robert Kraft surrenders. Major Sergeant Wade Beef Osborne, Don Berman, complains that Channel 19 is using a new kind of camera to process his face. Who the fuck knows about this, huh? Major Sergeant Wade Beef Osborne. Yeah, that sounds groovy to me. Wade Beef Osborne. Rate your interactions with Southern California Gas. Well, I had a very good interaction with Southern California Gas because I pay my bills online, as most of you guys do. I'm sure if you don't, you should. It's a lot easier than fucking mailing that shit. I'll tell you that right now. I always take those surveys. I always give, if the people are really cool, I like doing them and giving people a high grade. It makes my day. It makes my fucking day, you know? I like giving people a good grade. I like to say, yeah, Toby was fantastic, man, or whoever the hell it was I was talking to. You know? And conversely, though, if someone is really shitty, I very much enjoy sending the word down the line that your person sucks. Because I know they got a hard job. My life is fucking hard, man. What about that, you know? And everything's rock hard, man. So we all got our cross to bear, brother. So just do your goddamn job. March 1998, that would mean March. February, do we dare try February 97? Is there a February 97 in the archives for our BSPs? February 97. Let's see. I don't think so. I think this is only summertime. Yeah, July. And I don't think there's a February 96. I don't know. Maybe there is. That would be Miami days. 1996. February 96. Oh, look, there is. February 96. Steve Nickel, programmer at WI, comes on the air to discuss the recent DUI. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to do that. Oh, a potential station employee also goes on to mention that he was not stopped at a sobriety checkpoint after having four glasses of wine at dinner because he's representative of the media last night. I don't know. I don't want to do that shit. Was that a Friday show? You can go, you BSPs, go listen to those. They're highly personal shows. And they were also satirical in nature. But I don't think they're anything I want to put out on national feed, even though it is the, you know, subscription feed. February 95. Do we have a February 95? Hello. Let's see if we have a February 95. We got 12. February 95. Hello. Let's see it, motherfuckers. We do not. February 94 would be when I was still in Minnesota. I don't think we have shit. No. We got one from 94, and that's... So it is time for us to go to February... 2000, February 2000, recent wine tasting trip to Napa. Oh, I remember we did go to Napa. Say no to seatbelts. Margaret Gray joins me to discuss her child actor Jason Jade. Although Margaret recently received a ticket of driving that Jason in the seatbelt, she is contesting it because she believes her son transcends. Yeah. Oh, my God. Here's a Steve Ozell one. That's right, sir. This is February 2000. Just so coincidentally happens to be that we're doing a February BSP show. or hour, classic hour, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Okay, bitchin', thank you. hey, where's the goddamn, there it is. So now we go to 25th of February, 2019, and it's all good. You know what, as much as I loved Kobe Bryant and I love my Lakers, God knows, let's get it onto some other topic here. I know Kobe's gone, rest his soul. Here's the Angels and Brewers. Give me some fucking, you know, let's just get Angels and Brewers. Oh, it's preseason. It's February, bitch. Jesus Christ, they're starting goddamn spring training early, aren't they? Give me a fucking break, man. Too soon, man. Because if you can make money, I don't know. That's why you guys know better than me. Look, Phil, just trust us, okay? We're making some dollars here, all right? Just keep out of it. Okay, fine.
Fine. But, you know, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm.
Look at this, man. These are some fucking home movies. Henry Family home movies. That's when we get to California. What is that, man? That's when they... My mom and my dad and my older brother and sister came out from Canada. That's very, obviously very, very dark. The early evening or something. I don't know where the fuck that is. It's on the road to California. So they're coming to California, man. It's like 1949-50. There they are. This is in Arizona on their way into California. Look at my mother tripping over shit. And, you know, walking toward the camera was the thing you had to do. Marge, get the kids and walk toward the camera. That's what they... This is a posed... They couldn't just take your fucking, you know... This is my older sister, Joanne. It's very... That's I believe that is Arizona on the way to California. They're cold. My mother's in her Sunday... Look at her. People dressed up in those days to walk on a fucking desert highway. There's my brother, my dear brother Dara, who's no longer with us. Life, man. Hold on to it, man, when you can, dude. Enjoy every motherfucking day. I know people tell you that. They told me that. Did I? No, not really. Sorry, man, I still got some time. So anyway, look at that 49 Ford. Do you love it? With the bullet nose on the thing? What does that say? Government property? Stay off, you know. Dara, my momsie. What is she pointing at, man? There you go. Arizona welcomes you. Now, they were on their way to... Obviously, this requires some context. Shut up. Shut your hole. That's my father. So that is Arizona when you're going into Arizona, but they were coming the opposite direction. They were going to California, so they just turned the camera around. And they were on the California. Now, that's back in Canada. That's in Canada. My brother couldn't be more than 3 years old, so that's probably 1945 or 1946. Look at that shit, man. And now here they are on their way back to California again. So somehow that shit got... And we're back with that thing. Yeah, some of these films got... I'm the guy that transferred this shit over to videotape that eventually got digitized here. Let me see if I can't get this up to... What am I doing, man? Was this part of the... What is this, man? Okay, cool.
One of the books we were checking out belonged to my wife, and I checked it out on my car.
I dig. And that book was Bridges of Madison County.
Yes, sir, that was Bridges of Madison County.
Wait a minute.
The book stayed around in our home. My wife had read the book, but it had not been returned to the library.
Shut up, Steve. That is tomorrow's... Is that tomorrow's, that's tomorrow's BSB Classic Hour. Now this is, what's going on here? What are you doing here, Phil? What are you looking at here, Phil? Today, and it came to me like, that wasn't a bolt out of the blue. It was just, wow, it was a great idea. It was a great thought. It was a true thought.
What?
What was that? Yeah. And I sent her this note. I said, you know, being married to you was the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life. Now, wait a minute. It was the greatest thing I ever did.
Is this last year? It is. I said that last year. I thought that was more recent.
Well, it taught me about myself. It taught me about people. It taught me about the world. It's true.
I told her section high school.
No, you can watch that anyway. You can go back to the original 2019. The only one I'm going to be showing here.
That Mardi Gras was...
Look at me. I was down around 210 pounds then. Jesus Christ.
then, you know what? You know, logistic it is, but back in the 30s. But the Santa Anita feature race coming up this Saturday,
oh
March the
2nd. I'm still with this fucking race.
It's a $200,000 Pasadena Stakes race. It's a three-year-old race, 1 mile on the turf, baby. That's the grass. If you go to Santa Anita, they got $40 handicapping contests. There's a Mardi Gras celebration on the trackside apron featuring craft beer, Cajun food, and live music. They're going to have brunch in the... Not as long as this deluxe... ran in back in the 30s. But the Santa Anita feature race coming up this Saturday, March the...
I'm joking around. God, come on, Phil. Don't get all E-light on us.
Right. So, only guy. He's the only... the big... By San...
Winston...
When's back in the 30s, bitch. But our pre-show, thank you very much. Hey, Phil Hendry here for Santa Anita, baby. You know, we're having our race day.
Yeah, that's the day at the races.
Day at the races is coming up on March the 30th.
Oh, my God. Well, so here we are.
A lot of stuff going on at Santa
Anita. With a month
before,
ago, we canceled this thing.
Big camper's coming up, and I didn't know that. Now, that's the Golden Road Pub, your first Golden Road, the big cap. Every Friday, there's $2 beers and $6 specialty cocktails.
Boy, were we looking forward to this, man. It just all came crashing down. The world changed, man. The world changed, dude.
Gotta have tickets, okay, Margaret?
All right.
It's not like I'm keeping people out. Anyway,
I'm joking around.
God, you know, I was less weight back then, but God, I think I look like shit. I do not look healthy.
Don't get all E-light on us.
Right. So, something to keep in mind, 10:30 is when the gate opens, and the first post, that means the first race, is at 12:25. If you want more information, you can go to www.santaanita.com/events for tickets.
And more information.
And more information, yeah. All right, why don't we just do that? Stop right there and begin the show. For today, the 25th of February, 2010.
Yeah!
From the creators of Cold Case Files and PD Stories comes the next great true crime podcast. Prodcast.